We have a very special guest on our program, though, an Academy Award-winning actress who you know from the motion picture Moonstruck and Steel Magnolias. But Olympia Dukakis has hundreds of credits on stage and amazing roles in wonderful motion pictures, the latest of which is a terrific supporting performance in the film Away From Her that stars Julie Christie. But she's also fantastic in the film. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program Olympia Dukakis. Good morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's so nice to hear your voice. I was flipping around cable the other day, and I ran past a showing of Moonstruck.
Oh, yes.
Which I've decided is one of my top five favorite films of all time.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's still poignant and funny. And
it is.
Everybody is still so wonderful in that film.
I know. So it was Norman Jewison that directed it, and John Patrick Shanley wrote it. And it's really a remarkable film. He did a great job, Norman did, with that film.
Yeah, and it just got me thinking of all the amazing things that I've seen you in film. I've never seen you on stage, but I guess I'm going to have an opportunity at least to see you direct some stage here in the
right.
Chicago area in Botanic Garden at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater.
Right. It's a play by Todd Logan and Carmen Roman and Jim... Do you have the names there?
I have Todd Logan's name. It's in yours.
How
are the only
I
ones
ever, ever explain to him that I can't? I lost his last name. Carmen and Jim are members of the American Theater out there.
Okay.
Yeah, the theater company.
Uh-huh.
And I met Carmen here in New York, and she brought the play to me. And I haven't directed for a while, to be honest. And this is yet my first week, and I'd forgotten what it was like.
To be in charge of right.
You know,
what is Botanic Garden about?
Oh, actually, it, in a very real sense, it's a memory play about a woman who actually is trying to go on a date. This is after her husband passed away about 4 years ago, and about 2 years ago, she went out on a date. She's not been able to do it. The memory of her husband and the 30-year marriage has been too strong, and but she has said yes, and she's sitting there waiting for this guy to show up, and her husband comes to her. She literally kind of conjures him, and there's finally an effort on his part to get her out the door.
Yeah.
At first he doesn't like it, but so in this memory, what she does is she actually moves her way through all of her obstacles and her fears with the help of her husband. The memory of him that gets conjured.
That sounds fantastic.
It is. And it's very funny.
Yeah.
And it's moving. And I really enjoy these two actors.
It's going to be
wonderful.
It's going to be at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater beginning January 30th and play here until March the 9th. Olympia, obviously smart enough to stay out of Chicago until she's sure that the weather's going to be reasonably...
I'm coming tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
We're going to be there for 4 weeks.
Okay, so, well, you're going to get
Three weeks of rehearsals and a week of previews.
Yeah, well, I know you're going to be here this coming Thursday because you're also doing something special at the Wilmette Theater.
Right.
Called The Art of Collaboration.
Yes.
With Todd Logan, I hear.
That's right.
What's that going to be about?
Well, it's going to be about, there are various sensibilities that get into the room when you try to do a play. The actors, the directors, the playwrights, and they're all necessary. But how they collaborate and how they understand it, because whatever comes up, whatever happens finally, is the result of all those sensibilities. So finding a way to that is, of course, a great joy and the agony at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's what we were hearing you say about it. You hadn't directed in a long time, and oh boy, careful what you wish for.
Oh gosh, careful. Now, I ran a theater for about 19 years, and during that period of time, I did a lot of directing, and not only at the theater, but other places. And in the last, I would say, 5-8 years, I haven't done anything. So coming back to it is, you forget the tremendous amount of energy it requires, and patience, and communication, and you know, because you're not only working with the actors, but you're also working with the designers.
Sure, all the production people as well at the same time, yeah. Well, the discussion is this coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Wilmette Theater, and tickets are $12. You can call 847-251-7424 or visit wilmettetheater.com. And also tickets for Botanic Garden are available through the Victory Gardens box off website, victorygardens.org. Or 773-871-3000. And I'll repeat all of the websites and all of the...
Because there are a lot of tickets here to be sold.
Yes.
For the Wilmette.
Well, I'll tell you, what an opportunity to sit, you know, and hear you and this renowned playwright talk about what it's like to put a play together. I would imagine there's not going to be an empty seat for the discussion. But this production certainly sounds like one that is can be very relatable to people as they try to get on with their lives
really
after something
very
happens.
Very moving.
Yeah. The story, as you were describing it, Botanic Garden, It's certainly very different from the film that we're enjoying right now, Away From Her, which is a story about the evolution of an Alzheimer's patient.
Mm-hmm.
But it is about that transition of life, isn't it?
And
there is a similarity.
You're right, it is. It's exactly the same for the characters that I play. That I play in Away From Her, that is what she's doing. She is going forward. She wants to go forward in life. And she doesn't know how.
Yeah, if people haven't seen Away From Her, it's a stunning film, and Julie Christie is great, and everybody is really fantastic in this film. The story about a woman who has Alzheimer's and checks into a nursing home where it's expected that her disease is about to progress and get worse, and indeed it does. But there in the hospital, as she loses her memory, and loses memory of her husband to 40 years, she develops a romantic relationship with another patient who is in the hospital.
Someone she knew when she was very, very young.
Yeah, who is your husband in the
yes.
film. So it's heartbreaking and touching and poignant. Really a beautiful film. It had to be a real pleasure for you to be involved in that project.
Well, it was it's an adaptation of an Alice Munro short story, which is a very famous Canadian short story writer, directed by Sarah Polley, who is a wonderful actress herself, and just last week got the Emerging Director Award at the New York Film Critics Circle, and I was fortunate enough to present it to her.
Oh.
So I'm very excited about the film and about the people in it, and I really am hopeful that Julie will, I'm pretty sure she's going to get nominated, but we'll see what happens then.
Olympia, what's your take on what's going on with the Golden Globes and the writers' strike and all that sort of thing? It's got to be so frustrating, with
now,
so much work.
Now, well, I tell you, I'm very sympathetic to the writers.
Yeah.
And I think that it's great that the acting community and the design community has just refused to cross the picket line, because the issues are very important and have a great deal to do with the respect and regard that writers want and do not have at present in Hollywood, both with their wanting presence on the set and wanting their equal share of future sales. It's ridiculous that their work can be sold again and again to various markets, and they receive no remuneration.
Right.
You know,
and the remuneration that they're asking for, as I understand it, literally is pennies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally pennies.
But it's the principle, because once you begin every year, of course, everybody knows what's going to happen. It's going to accelerate. But, it is. And so it's a really important issue, a very important issue for the writers.
How do you think that it's going to wind up being resolved?
Well, I hope they come to some kind of compromise. I mean, that's what's always needed. Right now, I don't think they're even talking. I think the producers are stonewalling it, and they're not going to do anything.
The Golden Globes are tonight, and of course, will not be televised in its normal sense. Do you think that the Oscars will also be affected by this?
I don't know. I think, you know, there's a great deal of money that is generated, and interest in films is generated through these programs. So everybody stands to lose. Producers, well, not so much the writers in future sales, because they don't have any future sales. But the producers stand to lose.
Well, hopefully.
And, you know, and films that are now on the, you know, out there are in danger of not being attended as strongly.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a no-win situation for everyone.
Yeah.
And we the public have just barely seen the effect of this right now with, you know, some shows that we're not seeing on television right now, but as time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And who knows what we're going to wind up, what kind of garbage they're going to wind up putting on television.
Well,
as a result.
I watched Bill Maher, who I usually enjoy, and he didn't have any writers, and it really showed.
Yeah, it's really showing of you know, who can pull it off
and who cannot. Yeah.
Do you have favorite roles, Olympia, that you've done? As I'd mentioned, Moonstruck is, you know, certainly one of my favorites. I think it's because I'm half Greek, so I could certainly channel your every move and motion in that. You were doing a Greek mother in addition to an Italian mother.
Actually, I was doing my Aunt Catherine.
Oh, is that who that was? I think we all know Aunt Catherine.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you how satisfying to have so many Italians come up and think that I'm Italian.
Yeah.
And you're just like my aunt this, or just like my sister this, or...
Yeah. Is that the role that people talk to you most about, or do they mention other roles too?
No, they do mention other roles. They mention Steel Magnolias. They yell lines of Steel Magnolias at me as they're walking by me. You know, I love you more than my luggage, and they just keep walking.
That's got to be fun when you're coming through an airport.
And Tales of the City is another one that comes up a lot.
Do you have favorites, ones that you've done that are particularly gratifying, or is it like asking you to pick a favorite child?
It is. It's a little bit like picking between apples and pears. You know, they're so very different. But I've had extraordinary, I've been fortunate, I've had some very extraordinary experiences. There was a film I did, The Intended, that we did in Borneo for about a month in the rainforest. That was for me an wonderful experience. I think it's probably some of my best work. It hardly got any distribution here. It was a Danish-English film, and it's slower. It's more the kind of style that Europeans enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it got distribution in Europe, but I don't think it lasted a week here, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, there's an incredible body of work, certainly. And we're very much looking forward to Botanic Garden. That'll be at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, January 30th through March the 9th. And this coming Thursday night, the 17th at 7 o'clock, Olympia will be with playwright Todd Logan at the Wilmette Theater for a speaking engagement, kind of a Q&A, I guess. The Art of Collaboration. Olympia, I'm looking forward to seeing you when you're here in Chicago. Thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you for your interest.
It's a pleasure. I'll have to bring you some of my mom's Greek cooking.
I'd love that.
When I come to see you, get you some good homemade Greek food when you're here.
All right.
Thanks, Olympia.
You're on.
Bye-bye.
Okay.